Hello, welcome to the Growing Up Chicana podcast, where young Latinas discuss cultural elements that come along with growing up in a Hispanic household and how it continues to affect us today. With your host, Leticia Bárcenas. In this week's episode, we'll be talking with Areli Gil, who is a young Latina in the male-dominated field of engineering. Good afternoon, Areli. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, hello, Leticia. How are you?
Good, good. So you graduated in spring 2020 from Caster LA. What's your full title of your degree? So like, what's your specialty in it?
So I graduated from Cal State LA with the Bachelor's in Science and Civil Engineering. And that's all my degree says. It doesn't really say major, minor in physics, math, or maybe hydrology, structural engineering, geotechnical engineering, transportation engineering. We just learn all of that in our degree. And it's just a basic civil engineering degree. There's no emphasis.
And then what made you go into the field of engineering? What inspired you?
Well, growing up, there wasn't really any professional role models that I could look up to. It was mostly just my teacher. So when I was growing up, I really wanted to be a teacher. But then in my junior year in high school, I ended up with an internship at the Department of Building and Safety. And that's where I got to know a lot of more professional engineers. And I decided, okay, I want to work in this building. I want to be a plant checker. I want to be a structural engineer. And that's what made me change my mind from being a teacher to an engineer.
So when you were, you said in high school or?
Yeah, so it was my last summer as a high school student. So I was transitioning from junior to senior year.
Okay. Were you scared to go into it or?
Yes, I was a bit scared because I had to go to downtown and they told me that it was a professional job. So I had to have a professional attire. And I did not know anybody in the building. And I was the only girl there too. So you go walk inside this office floor and you're like the only girl there. And maybe you see like two or other women, but they're doing their own work. So it's kind of you're alone out there as an intern.
Did that ever make you feel isolated in the field or?
No, I got a lot of support from my superiors. They really wanted me to learn everything that I had to learn in the internship, even though I was a high school student. And when they figured how young I was, they were really shocked. And they were really good mentors. They would always take me under their wing and they'd make sure that I was doing something proactive and that I was getting the most out of my internship. So that's something that I noticed. And even the women in the building, they would also help me out and they'd explain everything, even if they had a busy schedule. And they would take the time during their meetings and they'd explain to me what was going on.
And then you mentioned that you wanted to be a teacher. What really led you to want to become that when you were little? Or like, what did you see that you wanted to be a teacher?
I wanted to be a teacher because, you know, you get to, that's all you know growing up. You just go to school and then you go home, right? So that's all you ever know, just home and school. And then you see that there's a lot of friends in school and you know that you could learn, right? Whatever you're learning is something that the teachers are teaching you. So you're like, okay, I know this stuff. So it's kind of being like in your comfort level where you're going with a profession that you know because you don't know that many professions. So it's just kind of staying in your comfort zone and staying with what you know instead of like thinking out of your comfort zone, being like, oh, I could be a doctor. Or I could be an engineer. I could be something else instead of just maybe like being what my parents are. You know, if they're like laborers or if they're street vendors, it's thinking beyond, it's thinking out of the box.
And then apart from teachers, what other professions did you see for like women when you were like growing up?
Besides teachers, I think the norm was mostly just stay at home mom or just being maybe like house cleaning. That's mostly what I saw in my society, in my local community, right? Just being like working in production, maybe being a nurse. That's something else that I saw too, just working, being a nurse. But the highest profession was being a teacher.
What did your family think of it when you told them that you wanted to pursue engineering?
My dad was really proud and he's always showing off. And even right now, I've run into some of his friends, and then they're like, oh, is this your daughter, the engineer, the one that just graduated? It's like, oh yes, this is her. And I had no idea that he had been telling so many people that I had graduated in engineering this past May. And even towards looking before my graduation, my dad was probably the most excited person of me getting an engineering degree, even more excited than I was. So my dad is really proud. And my mom's also proud of me.
What challenges did you face going into studying for like engineering?
I think the most challenging would be that you don't have, like, sometimes growing up, you don't have that those like study habits or that mind where you have to keep on working and not give up. Sometimes a lot of people think that, okay, school isn't for me, you know, like I don't have anyone in my family who graduated college. So they're like, okay, maybe college isn't for me. So it's just that mindset of the imposter syndrome where you're like, I do not belong here. I don't belong in college. But I think that if anybody sets their mind to, then they can definitely graduate from college. And that's something that I just had to overcome. You have to just think like, yes, I can do this, you know, like, just don't give up. And my sister Angie was the one who'd be like, you know what, Ellie, like, if anyone's going to do this, you're going to be the one who's going to do this. And yeah, she'd always be like, oh, I believe in you, you know. So I think that's something that's very important, just believing in yourself.
That's nice. And then your current challenges of right now, what would you say they are?
I think my current challenges right now is trying to get experience. Because networking, a lot of people started networking since they were like younger because of their family. Maybe their parents are like civil engineers. And then it's a lot easier for them to get into civil engineering because, you know, their parents can get them into like the same building that they're working. Or maybe they know an uncle who's in civil engineering or someone in their family circle, right? Mm-hmm. For me, it's just like my networking circle for my family is not that much. There's not that many professions that could help me get a job. And in the real world, it's all who you know, right? That's how most people get their jobs. So that's one of the obstacles that I'm facing right now, mm-hmm. that you need to have a very well-knit community of professions.
And how do you think you're working through that? Or 'cause I know that's actually a very common thing right now, especially for like Hispanic people or like first generation students where we don't really have those connections. But how do you think you are overcoming them, or you think you're going to overcome them?
Well, in my second internship with Wilcom Construction Inc., I'd talk to everyone, all the inspectors that I'd come, I'd be like, oh, hey, you know, like I learned something about this in college. How did you get to this position? So I asked them questions. I asked, I'm interested in becoming a soil inspector. What would you recommend me to do? You know, like which classes, what certification exams would you recommend me to take? And that's something that a lot of people need to know. Like, don't be afraid to ask questions and don't be afraid to introduce yourself to someone from like your same profession.
And then, through your years of like experience, like through school and through your internships, what has been your favorite thing in the field of engineering, or like the most rewarding?
The most rewarding is seeing that people recognize that you're a woman in engineering, and that they, especially if they see that you're a woman and you're Latina. I've worked in projects in LAUSD, and a lot of the employees are like, oh, wow, you're really young. Like, how did you get into engineering? It's very rare to see any women engineers. And they also find it's very amazing and intriguing how you see people just staring at you like, wow, you know, there's a girl walking among all the men. And when we would be doing our walks around the project site, people would just stay and stare. And it'd be very rewarding when you're walking through the LAUSD school campuses and you see all these young girls and they're just like, okay, you know, like I could be an engineer because there's a woman right there and she's walking with all these men.
So looking back, is there any advice that you would give to young Latinas who are looking to go into engineering and in the STEM field?
My advice would be not to be discouraged by all the men that you're going to see in the classrooms. And they're very supportive, you know, they're going to be there to help you and they're not going to make you feel like you don't belong there. In my experience, they treat you as equal, and don't be discouraged. Just believe in yourself and just keep on doing what you're doing.
Do you have something that you want to achieve in the future?
Yes, definitely. In the future, I want to be a professional engineer. Even if my future job doesn't require it, but it's something that would be really nice to have in your title. You know, you just have your name and then you have professional engineer with the little subscripts next to it. And I feel that would be something that brings a lot of honor, because there's not that many Latinas who become professional engineers. Maybe at the end, after getting their civil engineering degree, then they change. They go a different career path. And being a professional engineer is one of the highest honors that you could have in the engineering society. So that's something that I wish to achieve.
Thank you for tuning in to the Growing Up Chicana podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. See you next week for a new episode.